Bill Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and like the dude just said, we are just plain right. So listen, it's been a full day so far already, but we're not done. So right now, we are going to the phones with our own Congressman Mo Brooks, who is one of the top candidates for the race for Richard Shelby's Senate seat, looking to be the next U.S. Senator for the state of Alabama. He has been noted for years as being one of the most conservative members of Congress overall and has been representing District 5 of the Alabama Congressional Delegation. Congressman Brooks, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about you today, Phil?
I'm good. Well, you should be doing pretty good. The polls have got you inside the margin of error, striking distance for number one in that new Signal poll that came out today.
It does, and it's always nice to have a trend line that is up while the person in front of you has a little trend line that is down. Usually those two intersect.
That's a great point. Let me ask you this. I mean, so we've got polls coming out just in the last 2 days that definitely show you surging, and you accurately described that because at some point, like a month ago, they were showing you in the teens, and so you have been the steady climber. Britt yesterday in that other poll was 32%. Now she's 30. Durant was 26. You were 25. Now you're 28 in this one and 24 for Durant. What do you attribute the climb for you right now? There's a surge. Where do you see it coming from?
Well, there are a lot of factors, but I think the big thing is that voters are starting to think about what is best for their country, and they're also discerning the truth of all of this advertising that's been going on, particularly the negative false advertising of the Katie Britt team. That's got a lot of voters upset, and they're rejecting Katie Britt a little bit, and they're also seeing through these attack ads as time has gone on. Probably what it comes down to this, though. Say, if you want a John McCain-type Republican, I think it's safe to say that Mike Durant is your preference. That's probably who you ought to vote for. If you want an establishment, Mitch McConnell, open borders, cheap foreign labor, loves the special interest groups type of Republican, then you go with Katie Britt. And if you want a fighting, principled conservative, you go with Mo Brooks. And, you know, we've got different flavors in our party. Different voters prefer different things. Fortunately, at least in Alabama, it seems that the principled conservative vote is the largest block.
Well, I got to tell you, right off the bat, that I'm pretty sure that right now there's a disappointment on the part of Dale Jackson because he thought sure you would say it was his endorsement that drove you forward in the polls. Just say it.
Well, every one of those endorsements is important, and Dale Jackson is the kingmaker.
Oh, man. All right, I'm hoping he didn't hear you say that. But listen, you mentioned Mitch McConnell a minute ago, Congressman, and you've been pretty solid in your opposition to his leadership, even to the extent that you've got a am I right? You have a separate web address like Fire Mitch McConnell or something like that?
That's my understanding. I've been there once or twice, but it's been a while, so I'm not sure if that's the exact name of the website, but yeah.
Well, and so do you still hold to the idea that if you're elected to the U.S. Senate to represent Alabama, that you're willing to either challenge or at the very least oppose Mitch McConnell being the Senate Majority Leader?
I will absolutely vote for someone other than Mitch McConnell for our Republican leader. There are a number of factors, but probably the biggest one, the one that the public readily sees, is this. Mitch McConnell's perceived to be unfavorable by anywhere from 55 to 60% of the American population. That's the worst of anyone in Washington, D.C. And we need someone as our message carrier as we engage in these public policy debates who's not rejected just out of the chute by 55 to 60% of the voters. So, you know, we need someone ideally who has higher favorables than unfavorables. And we have something that's called a favorable-unfavorable ratio or the gap between favorables and unfavorable. And everybody understands that Joe Biden is sinking fast. Well, the gap between his favorables and unfavorables is 13 points. With Mitch McConnell, it's almost three times that. So that gives you an idea as to how ill-received Mitch McConnell is with the vast majority of the American people. And we can do better. It comes down to that. We got to have a better message carrier if we're going to be able to win some of these debates and carry the hearts and minds of voters around the country.
Well, and I think too that people want to see, I'm not taking away from your comments at all. To basically segue off your comments, though, aside from the fave unfave ratings, people want to know that when we take back the House and Senate this fall, that we'll have 2 years of doing stuff that matters, and that we'll have leadership actually putting things on the floor of the House and Senate to vote that really make a difference in people's lives and don't just look like political theater all the time.
Bingo. That gets into the modus operandi, how you operate, how you govern. And Mitch McConnell's governance strategy is to do what the special interest groups dictate, because in exchange for that, you'll get millions upon millions of dollars in campaign money with which you can pummel your opposition, okay? That's not my model of governance. That's not why I want to be in the United States Senate. I want to do what I believe is right for my country, and I believe that's the best way to get reelected, is doing what is right for your country and being able to explain it in a fashion where the public agrees with you. It's not about special interest groups and their money. It's about doing the right thing. So we have a diametrically opposing view of what our roles are in Washington, D.C.
Well, so you're out on the trail right now, hitting 67 counties and burning up tires on the cars, I know. But all that to say,
I feel
when
like
you're out
half
there,
of them the last week.
Yeah, I'm sure. When you're out there gripping and grinning and meeting people face to face, is what if you had to pick any one single issue that people say they care about more than anything right now? What would it be? Like if you only had one thing you could speak about in this final push to next Tuesday, and you knew that the one thing resonated, what would that one thing be?
Phil, I wish I could do that, but there are so many issues that are so important. I don't want to do a disservice to a lot by mentioning only one, but border security is right up there. Honest and accurate elections is right up there. The economy, particularly inflation, is right up there. What's happening in Ukraine is right up there. Roe v. Wade and pro-life positions, that is right up there. The Second Amendment right to bear arms has become a major issue in this race due to some of the comments and positions of both Katie Britt and Mike Durant. So that's way up there. And I'm sure there are a few others that don't come to mind, but there's probably about 10 of them at any moment in time are number one in different voters' minds.
Well, so you got the buffet. Let me ask you this. A story came out today on Blaze.com with regards to Roe v. Wade. You mentioned the leaked opinion, which is not law yet, but it seems to imply that we're going to see an overturning of Roe sometime in the next month or two. And all the security issues the justices are now facing, people marching on their driveways, literally threats being made. And we're hearing right now that the upper chamber, the Senate, sent a bill without any opposition through to the House for security to be provided for the justices, and that Pelosi and the Democrats have held that up because they're trying to get protections for the leaker. Are you familiar with that? Have you got any insight on that?
Well, I have a little bit different perspective than most, okay? The president has security because he does things in public. We House and Congress, Congressmen and senators, we do things in public, so people get mad at us, too. And there is security while you're on Capitol Hill, but none of us have security, except for maybe the top leadership. None of us have security at our homes or as we're running around the state, except for whatever local law enforcement may provide. And here we've got the Supreme Court, the third branch of government. I've often pondered why they should be treated differently than the legislative branch and the executive branch of government. They should be doing their business in public. Certainly their decisions are as important as everybody else's. And I'm a little bit distressed that so much of what the Supreme Court does is in secrecy. It's somewhat clandestine instead of above board where all the voters, all the people of America can see it like they do with the House of Representatives, the United States Senate, and the presidency. So I'm for them doing more of this work in public. At the same time, though, if they need protection because there are people who are threatening to do something bad to them, then we ought to provide each of our government officials that kind of protection that is inherent with them doing the job that's expected of them.
Well, and I agree with that. I mean, I think it's absolutely, if there's someone who has been confirmed to their position And as a, and there's only nine of them that exist in the world, the nine Supreme Court justices. I agree that there should not be any politics played with their security. All right, listen, Congressman, as we come down to the end of this time together here, where are you going to be in the next few days, and where can folks find out more about you if they're still undecided?
You know, I don't really know where I'm going to be over the next few days. My wife, Martha, and scheduler, Tiffany Knoll, they tell me where I'm going to be the next few days, and I just got finished with the day. Yesterday, we were in Mobile and worked our way all the way back up north, stopping at a lot of places in between. And my basic message is this, okay? I'm the principal conservative. You're in a position where you've got a one person who's held elected office, got a track record. You can look at it. You can verify what I'm going to do by what I have done. Do you really want to take a chance on unproven products? People where it's a gamble, it's a crapshoot, it's a roll of the dice. They may or may not do what they say they're going to do. With me, you've got a sure thing. So if you're conservative, I ask for your vote. If you're not a conservative, vote for one of the other folks.
All right. Fair enough. Congressman Mo Brooks, appreciate you. You got like 4 days and a wake up. We'll look forward to seeing what happens next Tuesday.
My pleasure. Thank you so much. Have
All right,
a blessed
thank
day.
Thank you. All right, Copper, move us to the break. We'll go ahead and do that. Folks, we're going to keep doing this with candidates. I've got more folks calling in tomorrow, and I'll probably have somebody on the air with us on Monday. I'm just telling you, you got to get to know who's on your ballot. Right now, according to the latest poll, we still have just in that U.S. Senate race alone, 10% undecided. Dig in deep, folks. Find out all you can. If you can't shake their hand personally and look them in the eye, at the very least, go check out their websites, listen to them on the radio, and yeah, make a decision because Tuesday's coming. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.